This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jack Welch died yesterday, the longtime chairman and CEO of General Electric, one of the most celebrated executives of his day, was 84 years old. The legacy Welch leaves is complicated. It will be debated and case studied for years, in particular, the way he changed what American companies do. Profits above all, shareholder value first in line. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
General Electric once upon a time explicitly served many masters, workers, research labs, and last of all, shareholders. That's according to company documents in the 50s. By 1981, in came a new boss, Jack Welch. He slashed underperforming divisions and workers. He spoke at MIT in 2006.
You bring him in, you say, look, this isn't working. You're in the bottom 10. You're not going to get any more money here. Let's, over the next year, get you to move on.
By then, cutting costs and pleasing shareholders was in vogue on Wall Street, and it worked for GE. Its stock way outperformed the market during the Welch decades of the 80s and 90s. Nicholas Heyman is longtime GE analyst at William Blair.
He had no problem redefining the landscape and what would work, and in that sense, you know, became kind of the Paul Bunyan of shareholder value creation.
Shareholder value often came at a cost to workers. It undid the post-war corporate social contract, says Rick Wortsman at the Drucker Institute. His book is The End of Loyalty.
GE had vaporized about 170,000 jobs under Welch. Up until that time, I don't think the term downsizing had really entered the American vernacular yet. These kind of huge mass layoffs were still seen as pretty scandalous.
When Welch stepped down in 2001, GE relied heavily on its finance arm, GE Capital, which Welch built up. And when the financial crisis came years later, the company got hit hard. Law professor Margaret Blair at Vanderbilt says that's when Welch's tone seemed to change.
As the company got into trouble, he conceded that maximizing share value is not always the smartest thing to do.
Do you think it suggests that he changed his mind over time?
He must have begun to see there were big problems in the underlying business.
Welch may have been onto something. Today, leading groups including the Business Roundtable, BlackRock, and the Davos World Economic Forum are rethinking the shareholders' first model and its limitations. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.